election. Port Patterson's told MPs the company was involved from the start and called the Horizon IT scandal appalling. He's been questioned by a committee about the firm's willingness to make things right.
The inquiry is dealing with some very complex matters over...
Is there a moral obligation, Mr. Patterson, for you to contribute?
I think there is a moral obligation for the company to contribute.
Rishi Sunak's preparing for a Commons showdown with some of his own MPs over his Rwanda plan later. They're demanding tougher restrictions on appeals to the scheme, which would see failed asylum seekers deported to the African country. Donald Trump's taken his first significant step towards an election rematch with President Biden. He won big in Iowa, which marks the start of the nomination process that will eventually decide the Republican Party's candidate for the White House. But US political journalist Michael Wolff says it seems certain he'll be the nominee.
He is the presumptive winner in each of the Republican primaries to come. Team Trump expects to have this wrapped up, the nomination, in a bow by the middle of March.
Petrol stations could be made to publish price changes within half an hour to help drivers find the best deals on fuel. The government wants it to help tech companies build price comparison apps. Sport: England's Euro 2022 winning boss Serena Wiegmann has agreed to stay on as manager of the women's team for the next 3 years. It keeps her in charge for the next two major tournaments. And it's been a brilliant day for the Brits at the Australian Open tennis. Emma Raducanu had a winning return to Grand Slam action after a year out and was joined in round two by Katie Porter. They've also been wins for Cameron Norrie and Katie. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's take a look at the weather for today. Beautiful blue skies here in Brentwood, 3 degrees, sunny with light winds. Going to be like that for them all of the day, the rest of the day, in fact. And as you get into the evening, temperatures could dip down to, it's got here -2. Tomorrow it'll be 3 degrees and sunny and cloudy, but it will be dipping down possibly to -5. Very, very cold. So make sure that you're wrapped up warm when you go out for a walk today. It is one of those cold days that will make it, if you're not wearing gloves, your hands will feel cold. So make sure you've got your boots and some socks on and a big coat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. On 0800 666 444, or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. I'm feeling pretty jolly today, and I've got lots to do. When I get back, I feel like I've got energy today to go back and do stuff, because when it's cold and you haven't got any heating, it just makes you feel like you want to wrap up when you don't want to do too much. You want to sort of wrap up and put the blanket on, electric blanket, and sort of get yourself warm, and then it's got the tendency as you fall asleep. I can't even really have a bath because the water pressure in the house, for some reason over the last couple of months, it takes an hour and a quarter to run a bath in my house now, and I'm very lucky to be able to get just about enough, because I've got a handheld shower, just about getting enough to get a shower. And because it's so cold and there's no heating in the bathroom, it's like this morning I was like, oh, I've got to have a shower, I can't go to work without having a shower. And I was like, oh, and I was kind of going back to the floor thinking, oh, I'm going there. And then took off my hideous fluffy towel and robe, which I said my sister bought me years ago. And when I opened it, I was like, what the hell is that? It's light pink with dark pink spots on it, and it has a hood and a zip, and it goes right the way to the floor. You've never seen anything so hideous in all your life. I never wear it in front of anyone else. It's my secret kind of outfit for when it's cold. But I'm so glad I've got it, because, you know, I don't wear pyjamas normally anyway, but you'd have to wear something in bed. I kept waking up last night. What keeps happening is, I'm dancing about in bed, but I keep waking up and going, oh no, and all the quilts and the covers have all come off my back. And I'm like, oh, and then I sort of like huddle up again, and I do the same thing. I'm snoring really badly. I keep waking myself up with my snoring. It's not good, and it's not like a, you know, like a feminine kind of, it's more like, it's that kind of noise. It's horrible. I think it's worth putting weight on. And I might buy a snore guard. You can buy them, can't you? I'm just a bit worried. They're like a gum shield that you put in, and apparently it just moves your jaw slightly and helps so you don't it's where it all collapses your back when you relax. It's all your back and your throat kind of collapses and then you get the breathing issue. But it's just it's awful, terrible noise. I mean, my dad used to smell something terrible, and whenever he went away to work anywhere, they always go, Dennis, you can have the room at the end on your own. He never had to share with the other workmates. He was always in the room on his own, and he was the only guy that ever went anywhere when he was on when he was going away to work. They'd go and stay at pubs and stuff back then, not so much hotels, and he'd get there and he'd say, can I have a cup of tea? And they'd all laugh because he didn't drink. I mean, have a beer occasionally, but that wasn't his thing. He just like, oh, I'll have a cup of tea, and they used to laugh at him. And it was in the days really before you could get tea and coffee at pubs. They didn't really, you know, it wasn't that kind of thing back then. I mean, back in the day you wouldn't even be able to get proper wine at a pub. I mean, the wine selection was just awful. You wouldn't. And then you had to think in the 80s, like, yuppies came in, if you remember that far back. And then wine bars started opening up everywhere, that people were going and just having wine rather than having beers and everything else. So we've got a really big choice here in the UK. And I don't think we've ever really been drinkers, really, in the UK. Now I think we're known across Europe with being big drinkers. It used to be that you'd think... I think our relationship is different, because over in France, I think that the, you know, you would have a glass of wine, and it would always, you know, whenever I thought about France and the way people have got the attitude towards alcohol, it's like they would have a glass of wine with a meal, so something would go with a meal, and it's less of a stigma. And my friend who grew up in pubs with her parents used to say, if you want to have a drink, you can have one. I mean, from when she was quite young, so therefore she never really bothered very much. And my parents didn't drink. They had a bar, in fact, in the lounge, because it was very fashionable back in the day, a little bar, and the drinks in that were just lethal because they were all off. I don't even know. I mean, there'd be things there that you go, what is this? And you go, and they go, don't touch that. Don't touch that. I said, but can I try some? And it'd be no. The only thing that was any good was sherry, which I was, I mean, now, think about it, I'd like to get a glass of sherry, it's quite, you know, delicious. I went to a Spanish place up in London, it was good for years ago, and it just did amazing tapas, and then you could have a different little sherry. And one of them had a real raisin. Oh, it was gorgeous. It was so nice. It was, I can still taste it. It was beautiful. Very expensive, though, for what it was. You only got a little drop. But, yeah, I forgot about sherry, actually. Bridget's listening out there. Bridget, did you grow up in La France? Did you have a wine as a child? Were you always encouraged for a little glass of red? I've actually moved on to red wine because I haven't got any white left in the house. But I had two glasses of red last night, and I find with red wine I can't... That's going to sound awful. I can't neck it like I can with white wine. So a little glass of red, I actually enjoy it. When I say a little glass of red, I had two glasses. So it's one big classic. Anyway, should we have some new music? I've been sharing lots of personal stuff with you today. Don't know why. Stereo Pub are back. They've got an EP called Sweet Life, and this is the title track. So if you're listening out there, hello. Hope you get an interview soon. Stereo Club, this is Sweet Life. First play on Eating a Bunch.
It shines on my bedroom and highlights your perfume. The air is as fresh as the sea breeze. Revolving around me like a buzz wheel. And I've got this collection of thoughts in my mind. I'm thinking of mine. I'm
That is fantastic. That is Stereo Club with their brand new track. And if you want to check them out, you can find them online, Stereo Club. And that was called Sweet Life, taken from the EP of the same name. Any independent music I play on the show, take a look at all the W's, facebook.com/ Eat My Brunch Radio Show, and you'll find all the links to the artists there. And if you like the music, 2 seconds, go and like their pages. It's completely free. It means a lot to the artist and helps them with their promotion.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leolina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Song I wanted to play by Supergrass. I was meant to play and we go out and we have fun, blah 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 blah. Now as I was driving away yesterday, I heard Scott Ross mention my name, talking about nuns and other such things, and I did laugh, and I was quite tempted to pull the car over and actually ring up the station and go, hello, I'd like to make a complaint, but I didn't. I just drove home. So good morning or good afternoon rather to Mr. Scott Ross.
Good afternoon, how are you today?
Just what you brought in the studio, and you brought in the I can feel it coming up on your skin.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But at least I've had a shower.
Yes, well, no, I have, sorry, I have had a shower this morning. I was just a little bit kind of like thinking I don't want to get out of the, you know.
No, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, you remember back in the day, Paul, you probably even had central heating and you used to have a tin bath or something, probably.
Oh, we did have central heating, certainly, and when I was at school, you could put the mug next to your, no, I'm talking about a mug to put drinks in, and you'd put it by the side of your bed, it'd be frozen solid by the morning.
Oh, actually, that reminds me of a little story. One of my friends, when he went away with his nan, they went to start a caravan. This is probably in the early 70s.
Yeah.
And it was so cold, she had full steam. And when she woke up in the morning, they'd frozen in the glass next to the bed. Because that's how cold it was. But you kind of cracked on with it, we are not used to it, but it is, I mean, if you're older, you have to be really careful, because sometimes older people, they don't drink enough water.
Yep.
It's because you get more dehydrated, but your body doesn't remember to drink as much. My mum was very good, because she always used to drink a lot of water. And also, getting cold as well, you don't notice it so much, and that's why it's a bit dangerous.
Well, at least without living in the US, I think the temperature went down to minus 57 degrees yesterday. Yeah. That is chilly.
Yeah, and thank God that we have got the NHS in this country as well. When you think about America and what, you know, if you're... I don't know, if you can't have diabetic medicine, unless you can afford to pay for it. So no cancer treatment, no help.
Well, presumably not. No, I mean, I think there are places you can go to get some free medical treatment, but it's a bit iffy.
Yeah, I mean, over here at the moment, I haven't been, so this is going to sound terrible, haven't been to the dentist for years, and I need to go to get my teeth checked, because obviously you need to keep your... But dentists over here are so expensive. I don't think I think my local was in NHS, and I was in their books. But anything you want done, you've got to pay for.
You do, that's right, yes. I've got two dental appointments this coming Friday. Mm-hmm. I had one a week ago, and I'm still waiting, though, after the hospital to come back with an appointment for my eye test that was supposed to be in October. I went in there and saw them and got an appointment, and which they finally fixed for November, and then they rang up a few days before and said, sorry, it's cancelled, and they put it back to December. Yeah. Since when, I've heard nothing. Try to ring them, now you can't get through. Yeah. So I shall have to go there.
Yes, yeah, you do have to keep on top of these things with appointments.
Yeah, you do.
And also, always remember that if you go for a scan and you don't hear from the hospital, always, always chase it up.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Otherwise, you think to yourself, well, I must be fine. Nothing I know, because this happened with my dad and he wasn't fine. And they made a bit of a boo-boo with his scan, and you have to be really on it. So if you're out there waiting, you know, and it's better to find out than not to find out. So if you ever get a thing, don't do, because a lot of people you think, oh, well, they've not come back to me, I've had a blood test. Nobody said that, you must be fine. But you need to always ring the doctor, even if it takes you about 50 attempts to get through, or ring up and find out where your scan results are. Because sometimes I go, oh, we don't have any results. Well, I went up to London once, I had a scan, MRI scan, which takes flipping ages. This is years ago. And I waited and waited, and then by the time I rang them, and I sort of about 2 minutes later, went, we don't have it. And I said, but I had it done, I had the appointment. You don't know where it went. Just lost it. So I had to go and have another one done. But then it took another month or two to get it done. So you do have to chase these things
up.
Well,
I had to chase them up on one of them, and I got the results finally. then, strangely, I got the results of a test I'd never gone to.
And you are officially 8 months pregnant. Congratulations to Scholars. We're having a little bit of a celebration and a few non-alcoholic drinks for you later.
No, I wouldn't be allowed to drink alcohol if I'm pregnant.
Well, just say non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
Oh, back in the day, I mean, my parents didn't drink, but your mum and dad might have done, but back in the day, when you had that information, people did drink and smoke.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, though.
Oh, no.
Were you a smoker?
I used to smoke cigars, but only really I didn't do it really thoroughly. I used to blow rather than suck. But I do remember I went out and bought some woodbines for 1.06. So it's about, but they were horrible.
Are you I never quite understand. I mean, I don't mind sometimes some wafting cigar smoke. Yeah. You know, if you're out or you're in a hotel, but you don't get that so much now because people can't smoke inside. But you get and you go, that smells nice, but then it just stinks. Yeah. You don't get many people smoking cigars now, do you?
No, not so much, because you can't get them like you used to. You used to get them when you went to the club or something. You used to have
a cigar. Oh, hold on. Now we're getting into... when we used to go to the club with the boys, it's have a cigar and a jolly good time and whiskey.
It's a Castello, as I recall.
Is this one of the fancy clubs in London?
No, no, no.
It wasn't.
It was a local club. But it was in those days. It was men only.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but no, anybody can go now.
Yeah,
including the dock.
Well, a lot of these places, you have Women's Institute and you have different things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind if men want to have a men's club or a women's club and stuff. You don't have
to. No, I don't care any of these things. It's all a bit, I mean, we used to have, in the train, there used to be a ladies-only compartment. Mm. Inadvertently, I got in it on occasion. I got thrown out. It's pity the train was doing 70 miles an hour.
Well, I suppose. I mean, having been flashed out on a train when I was about 18, which is horrendous.
Sorry about that.
No, don't for that, because honestly, if you, as a guy, you won't know what that's like. But it was horrendous, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was quite young at the time. I mean, and there was no. I don't think I had a mobile phone. So when I got home, I rang the police, and they stopped the train further down the line. But they don't. The guy obviously got off. But it was quite scary. It ended in the middle of the day as well. I don't know. No, so you're laughing. But that memory is like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still, I can still remember how frightened I felt. And it's because you think to yourself, I'm going to say something, have it, and you freeze. You freeze because you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And it was one of the old-fashioned trains. It's not like you've got now. These are the ones that have the swing doors.
Yeah.
Which would take your finger. My mum shut all her fingers and broke them. Actually, one of those, but she would somebody shut the door on her fingers as she was going on the train. But anyway, they were the horrible ones with the high backs. They had carriages, you know, those. Like something out of Harry Potter.
Yep.
But obviously very sinister with what I've just said. Anyway, moving on from my my terrible experience there, shall we play some new music?
I think we should. Quickly.
Thank you. This is the Church of Trees, Where Love Is. It's the Rob Stewart remix. First play on Phoenix FM.
We'll be right back.
liking that one. That is Church of Trees, Where is Love? The Rob Stewart remix. That's the first play on Phoenix FM. Let's chill out for a little bit. Here is Rumour with Goodbye Girl.
Control. I'm speeding up, I said I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no silence here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no silence here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
FM travel news.
I'm glad you can't hear me and Scott Ross. We are moaning. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Oh, that'll have to wait. Sorry about that. Traffic and travel. I don't know why my phone went off. It's normally on silent. I do apologise. Right, on to Brook Street roundabout. It's looking pretty fine at the moment. No problems. Very busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions. And you've got the temporary traffic signals on the A1023 on the High Street both ways at Crown Street. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a lane closed on the exit ramp due to stall truck on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 30 of the A13 Lakeside. Perfectly. Traffic, though, is coping well. More traffic and travel with Scott Ross in an hour. Ah, this is a classic. Here is Irene Cara with
Baby Look at Me.
Hey! Get your leg warmers on. In bright pink. Here we go. Oh, come on, this is such a tune. Me and Scott are dancing for this one. In the chairs. Here we go.
Baby, look at me and tell me what you see. You ain't seen the best of me yet. Give me time, I'll make you forget the rest. I got more to leave, and you can set it free. I can catch the moon in my hand. Don't you know who I am? Remember my name. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna
obviously not.
Do you remember the show Fame? Do you remember it?
I do.
Yeah, well, it probably was your son might have enjoyed it, maybe.
I think he probably did, yeah.
Well, he might not, because he's not very old, is he? So maybe he's not.
I don't know. I can't remember when the show came out, so...
I think it was in the 80s.
Well, he was born at the end of the 80s.
Ah, so you would have missed that. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to live forever. Hold a minute. I've got my shaker in my bag. I've got to do like a little remix. Fame. Here we go, ready? Fame, I want to live forever.
Good grief.
I know, it's awful, isn't it?
She's playing with her teeth now.
That's the change from Tony Smith's pocket. Oh, we can't say he's tight-fisted. He did take us all out for a lovely, lovely time, didn't he, before Christmas?
He did.
I don't remember any.
Seems a long time ago.
It does, and he's take us out again. He's so tight-fisted. Now, let's find out what's coming up on your wonderful show.
Oh, dear, what have we got today? Well, of course, it's a Tuesday.
It's a good way to remember. Start off. Oh, dear.
It's a Tuesday, of course, and that means that Margaret Mills is going to be around, and she's going to be taking us to a ruin, and no, it's not me. And it's down in Kelvedon Hatch, so it's not very far away. And on top of that, we're going to be hearing about some guy who complained about bad workmanship, and he really went to town over this... And you'll hear exactly what he did. You will not believe that. All of that coming up, along with 2 hours of absolutely sensational music between 1 and 3 p.m. right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Wonderful. That sounded so sarcastic. I didn't mean to do that. Who shared my post this morning? Oh, thank you, Philip, for sharing. Oh, Philip's so nice. I don't think I'm going to post on Facebook much anymore. I think I'm just going to do Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I can't be bothered.
Well, I don't know about Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, well, I keep posting and I'm getting a minimal kind of interaction. I mean, I've got the same people interacting. Oh, I've got six. And I thank you very much to the six people. But, you know, I'm just going to stop, I think.
Right, okay.
I just can't be bothered. It's getting on my nerves.
Well, it's like you don't do your question of the day anymore.
Well, no, I did. I asked people to do a bit of poetry. I just said, would anybody like to do a short poem on your favourite childhood toy and your best memories with it? I mean, it's not difficult, is it? Well, Action Man, I was a fan. I took him in the garden. I don't know what's going to rhyme with that. That doesn't sound right. But you know what I mean? That's what I was hoping.
It doesn't sound right at all. Back to the drawing board.
I threw him high in the sky. I don't know. That's what people used to do with them. I don't know. But the point of being is I put this stuff out on social media. Now, I get quite a nice little reaction now on TikTok.
Right.
And Instagram.
Well, on TikTok, the people are taking their time.
Thank you. But on Facebook, I'm just going to give up with all of you. I'm just going to delete it, I think, because I'm getting on my nerves.
You can tell. Michelle is always good-tempered
and really happy with everybody. I am, because I do put up a video every day, and then I put it across different things, and I spend a little time doing videos.
I know you do.
And, you know, but you appreciate it. But there's no point if you appreciate it. I'm looking for other people. I don't care if you like it.
Well, maybe you need to try a different video.
I think I need to try a different approach and just not bother putting anything at all. I think that's what I'm going to do on the Facebook, just give up.
If you do that, you won't have any response.
Well, the point is with Facebook, if you don't advertise, then it only goes out to a few people. This is the problem with social media, as always. They get very greedy.
They want
you to pay for all the advertising on stuff.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it's no good.
Right, okay.
You know, that's all I've got to say on that. If you want to advertise,
thank goodness for that.
Do advertising on local radio, because if you're a local business, you're going through to local people at very good rates.
Absolutely.
Very good rates. And as we know, there's lots of people on the high street and all the way around Brentwood that listen, and further afield as well. I mean, I can pick Phoenix up all the way down in like Battles Bridge, coming up to Chelmsford, and all the way over in Kent you can pick it up as well. So we've got a really good range.
We have, normally.
Yeah, we
today
have.
Today it's been a bit iffy. The high pressure system has messed it up.
Well, yeah, never mind. But you've got Scott Ross, so it doesn't matter if it goes, signal goes off now. let's just do a few ads, and then you can have the dulcet tones of the wondrous Scott Ross. Aren't you lucky?
Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry?
Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM. Now I'm going to play something from the 1970s. This is The Sweet with Love is Like Oxygen. Thank you to everybody for listening today. Hi, Bridget. Hello to Jane and Martin. Stay tuned because you've got the wonderful, my mate Scott Ross coming up next with a bumper show that will have you laughing from the very moment he opens his gob.
Yeah.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.